2 Kings chapter 5, verse 20. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, "Look, my master has spared Naaman, this Syrian, while not receiving from his hands what he brought. But as the Lord lives, I will run after him and take something from him." Gaze with grief at Gehazi's great greed. Great were the privileges Gehazi had been given. 1 Kings 8 tells us how he was holding the king of Israel spellbound, relating all the miracles God had done through Elisha, even raising the dead. Even greater was the privilege that with Elisha, he was hearing the word of the living Lord, giving forgiveness, life, and every blessing. And yet in the midst of these great privileges, Satan was able to plant the seeds of greed. 1 Timothy 6 describes greed as a seed that sprouts within us, sends down its roots, and sends out evil fruit. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Notice it's not money, but loving it that is the evil. And yet every one of us knows, don't we, how this desire for more can sprout within us. Undoubtedly, Gehazi also rejoiced in every demonstration of God's grace. And yet, there were times when he was just a little discontent with being the servant. A little dismayed at the lack of appreciation. A little dissatisfied with having to scrimp to get by. And then Gehazi saw Naaman healed of his leprosy. And the cool million Naaman laid out as thanks, gold, silver, and precious garments. And that root of desire for more geysered in Gehazi. I wonder if he audibly gasped when Elisha said, "No, thank you." We are told that greed led him to run after Naaman lying to get the loot. 1 Timothy says this root of desire for more can cause men to stray from the faith. And yet we often don't even know the root is there. Roots are usually underground, hidden. And yet they're growing and producing fruit, in this case, evil fruit. So why is it that we don't even recognize it? Because the world all around us is telling us, "You deserve it." And our flesh likes it. Thinking, "I have to claim everything I deserve." But Jesus gave up the riches and power of heaven in order to, like a worm, wriggle on the cross instead of you and me. Jesus would not use his power or his right to change stones into bread, though he was starving, but perfectly submitted to his Father's will in your place and mine. And this Jesus says to us, "Give as I have given you." Let's admit it then. When our thoughts are focused on what I don't have, or what others do have, how rough I've got it, how I can get more, how I can become financially secure through the finances of this world, that root of greed is spreading its tentacles within us. with that root of greed spreading its tentacles in Gehazi, he probably never even considered why it was that Elisha said, "No, thank you." There was certainly nothing wrong with Naaman offering a gift of thanks to the Lord, nor in Elisha receiving it. But Elisha realized there was something more important here. Naaman had come as a pagan, presuming that his money or merit could buy God's favor. In the water that by God's word washed away his leprosy, he was turned away from that money and merit to rely on God's grace alone. And it was essential to demonstrate that every gift of God is a gift of pure grace. God gave his own Son into death for you, that he might give salvation to you freely. That blood of Jesus Christ has given you a wealth and security that all the gold of this world could never purchase. Jesus wants it proclaimed clearly. Salvation is yours by grace alone. But that root of desire, it so filled Gehazi that he was no longer focused on the real gold of God's grace, on the pure silver of saving souls. When all the angels of heaven are rejoicing over a sinner's repentance, is it time for you, Elisha rebukes Gehazi, to be counting your shekels? Desire for more choked out the consideration of spiritual things. And it still happens, doesn't it? Counting our shekels can make our eyes so water with desire for more that we're blind to the spiritual implications around us. 1 Timothy also warns that greed pierces men through with many sorrows. Look at the great deal that Gehazi made. The silver he got was soon gone. But he and his children had Naaman's leprosy till their death. The Lord in his grace has enabled you to see the glory of his kingdom, to behold the countless miracles of Christ, to experience the tangible wonder of his forgiveness of your sins. And he is the one that warns us about coveting. And there are times, aren't there, when we feel a little dissatisfied with serving others, a little discontent with having to scrimp to get by, a little dismayed with a lack of appreciation. So easily the desire for more pleasures, possessions, power, popularity, apparel can take priority over seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Gazing with grief at Gehazi's great greed calls us to remember the treasure of the forgiving grace of Christ. For only in him are you righteous and will be forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 783, stanzas 1 to 3. 783, 1 through 3.